I'm John Pratt, welcoming Brad into the studio. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, JP.
So did you make it to the end of the game last night?
I did, but sometimes, and it's one of those things where like 2 weeks from now, I would be complaining about how I was taking it for granted, like getting out of a relationship where you're like, it doesn't bother you at first, but after a couple of weeks, oh, I missed that. That's what I was thinking at the end of the game. I'm like, I just want it to end so I can go to sleep.
Right.
I was watching it with my father. He's like, if it was a normal Sunday night game, it wouldn't be over for another hour anyway. And I was like, I know, but I'd be asleep by now, even so.
Yeah, that was the thing that ultimately, when I, you know, when I looked at the time, I'm like, this is actually, because I went to bed probably around quarter to midnight, something like that. I'm like, this is like a normal Sunday night football game, even with the overtime. My funniest meme I saw this morning, actually going along right to what you're saying, is that it was, there was 7 months, 7 days, and 24 or 23 hours until football season starts again.
I like to wait till we're a little closer before I start counting it down. I look forward to Christmas every year. I'm not even going to venture a guess how much longer we have until that. Couple of months.
317 days.
Okay, so it's right there, around the corner.
Yes, just right around the corner. So what did you think of the festivities and all of that?
I ride this. We've gotten lucky. There's been a lot of good Super Bowls out of the last, I'd say, 13, 14 years. There's been like one dud, and all. I mean,
sure.
This one was
yeah, no,
pretty
it was
close.
A great game.
I was disappointed because none of my numbers came up. None of them.
You know, and the funny thing is, I remember you trying to get me in on this on Friday, going, dude, last couple years, man, it's almost like can't lose, almost.
I don't even know why they call it gambling.
Right, yeah, no.
This is a sure thing.
These are exact phrases that Brad was saying to me on Friday.
I was pretty sure that at some point, you know.
The magic would run out.
The turntables, yeah. And I knew it would happen eventually. The only chance that I had is if that point after had been made, that actually would have been, that would have worked out, and that would have been a number to end on the finish.
Well,
but
I was going to say, if he had made that extra point, it probably doesn't go to overtime.
Ask any San Francisco fan if it happened or not. I bet they'll tell you, what you saw. So anyway, yeah, good game.
Yeah, and so what did you think of the halftime show?
So you guys were kind of harsh. We were in a group chat, Seth the Shadow Cooper, you, myself. We were kind of commenting on it. It was funny. I watched it with my mom. And there was, speaking of memes out there, it's mom's reaction to Usher's abs. You could have made it a drinking game, by the way, Usher taking off a shirt, because he had like six shirts
on. He did. Yeah, there's a lady that I, one of the first people I ever worked with in radio. She is now an older lady. She's like 72 years old, and she posted, you know what, I could have just stood there with this, you know, with the mute on and just watched Usher for 15 minutes with his shirt off, and she'd have been a happy lady.
She goes, I know he's in shape. I was waiting for him to take his shirt off. Right, well, the roller skate thing.
I was just about
whole
to bring
time,
up.
Two tenths for me. I was waiting for him to fall. It was too much.
I mean, it wasn't 2/10. I wasn't sitting there going, fall. But I was like going, I'm not going to lie. I said this to my wife. If one of those roller skaters goes down,
right,
I'm going to laugh my fool head off.
Sure, yeah.
Just because.
If I can laugh at a shark that doesn't know what it's doing during the Katy Perry left shark.
Yep. Yes, I remember.
If I could laugh at that, then I absolutely would. But you got to admit, that was an impressive halftime show. It won't go down as one of the best ones I've ever seen. There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. Real quick, when it comes back to the roller skates, we have to teach the Shadow the difference between roller blades and roller skates.
Saw that and didn't feel like correcting him.
No, I put that one in my hip pocket. That wasn't a text thing.
Nothing blade about it. They were clearly old style roller skates.
Like roller skates, my dude. That's that,
I saw that and I'm like, do I care enough to? I don't care enough to comment.
But best part of that halftime show for me had to have been. Had to have been the afro on Ludacris.
Ludacris was
styling with that hair.
They actually could have said Ludacris with a guest appearance by his afro.
But, right, yes. Actually, it, more like Ludacris's afro with a
guest appearance by Ludacris.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, because it was glorious. I loved it.
The only way to figure out who gets top billing on that is who drove them to the stadium that day. Because if the afro drove, then I thought it was. It's going to stand there as a solid performance.
Sure.
In my head, it's not.
The sound quality wasn't that great.
Yeah, but it's got to be a stadium. That was the thought too, because it's stadium sound. Very echoey.
Right. Yes. Here's the thing, though. They can have stadium sound, but they don't have to like just put a microphone next to the stage and be like, well, what's the best we can do for sound quality?
I don't know how much of it is the fact that there was so much movement in the beginning.
Oh, that could be.
Because he walked across the field. I do wonder on that one. I don't know if I want to look up the whole halftime show again, but this is one where, especially if it's somebody's shaky handheld cell phone footage,
yeah.
I do kind of want to see what it looked like from above, because that was set up clearly for us at home.
Right, yeah. But with all of the other things going on, right, what it would have looked like
if you were literally sitting there with your beer, like you just hit the bathroom and now you're waiting and you're like, wow. Look at that. There's a lot going on there.
Look at those movements.
Because he
had like the full-on like marching band and all of that.
They moved across half the field before it was over and then moved around back to the stage. Yeah. So in the background, there must have been people like busy ants setting up a stage in the middle of all of it. I'd just be curious just to see for the purely technical perspective of how much work they put in. But all around, that was solid. It was good Super Bowl. It was good.
No, all told,
numbers had come up, if it had been a dud in my numbers, came up, I would have been a lot happier than a lot of people out there. But it's good to see a good game. Good game is always good for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. I do say my favorite. Well, actually, you know what? Let's make this official.
Yes.
I gotta say though, my favorite moment when it comes to Miss Swift, it wasn't something that was shown on TV. But if you went anywhere on the interwebs or anywhere on social media, you saw it about 18 million times.
What was that?
Where they showed her on the Jumbotron in the stadium and she chugged her beer.
Yeah, they didn't show that. I thought they showed that at some point during the game.
Maybe they didn't. They didn't show it live when it happened.
I gotcha.
It was something that
they reviewed it later,
it happened. I think during one of the commercials, because immediately it blew up on social media.
It says more about me than it says about anything else. I just assumed that was a plastic cup filled with wine. I don't know why. I figured in that probably $1.25 million for just that night suite they were in.
1.1 actually.
Is that what it was?
1.1.
I knew that it wasn't the most expensive. There's like a $2 million and change suite in that place somewhere in that stadium. But I figured it would be about that for price wise. And I was like, how great would it be if it was just like a boxed wine? It was like open bar, but it's boxed wine.
Yeah, right. Open bar. You get Natty Ice, like the stuff I drink.
I was thinking Mountain Stream, whatever it is from Stewart's. That's like 75 cents a can, but you do have to buy it by the six-pack.
Right, the Mountain Brew. Right?
Mountain Brew, yeah. The one that goes straight to Hangover. It's like Steel Reserve. It's right up there in quality.
Oh, man, but it was definitely star-studded, although not as many celebrities as I would have expected.
Actually, I have a list here. It was a lot more.
In Taylor's booth is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's because they were all over the stadium. I mean, there was at one point they did the montage around halftime.
Yes, I did see that.
There were a lot of people. A lot of people who were in commercials were also appearing there. I actually, for the Beyonce commercial that was there, I was like, do they have a filter on? Because she looks great. They showed her in her booth sitting there. I think that's just how she looks. I think she just looks good.
She's just looking that. Yeah, well, she's always looked good, dude. It's Beyonce.
I know, but in the commercial, I was like, particularly, I was like, man, she just looks like smooth. Like, you know, good lighting, good whatever. But yeah, I don't know what the lighting looks like in those booths. She looked great there, too. Celebrities at the game, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, LeBron James was there, Shaquille O'Neal, Paul McCartney. Leonardo DiCaprio. I didn't notice Leonardo DiCaprio when they were doing like the actual.
When they were, you know what? He might have been in the bathroom for
could
that
been,
or
could
something.
Have been,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Elon Musk, Paul Rudd, Jared Leto. I remember Paul Rudd. I didn't see Elon. Jared Leto, Luke Combs, John Hamm, Eric Stone Street, Miles Teller, Jimmy Kimmel, Guillermo. Guillermo is questionable to be on that list, but as long as you went Jimmy Kimmel first, then yes,
Guillermo,
it counts.
Sure.
Kimmel, Guillermo, Maren Morris, Blake Lively, and Lady Gaga was there. Lady Gaga. had like
the under eye stuff I wasn't quite sure about, and Blake Lively, she looked good, great last night. She went all out. She was wearing a Tiffany & Co. bracelet. Did you notice that she had a whole bunch of like bracelets and
only
such
because,
on?
Only because there was the article. I noticed that she was sort of dressed up, but I didn't notice with jewelry. But
I
figured
that was the thing. She was wearing $469,000 worth of jewelry.
Yep. Yeah. Right. And so $469.75.
Oh, I can't forget about that. Yes. But she was also wearing like track pants and like a workout shirt.
I'm sure she was just making a joke. Like, are you dressing up? I will be wearing $500,000 worth
in
of
jewelry,
things.
But I'm going to wear a t-shirt and track pants.
Because this is what I'd be wearing. The only way you're going to get me out of the house for this is if I could dress like I was watching the game at home. You know, if that's the case, then I'm a super fan of Blake Lively.
Yeah,
now.
No, yeah. Absolutely. I just wonder where Ryan Reynolds was.
I just assumed he was also in the bathroom at that. At that point. Right. You're right. They don't list him on the list.
Yeah, I don't.
I did assume he was there.
Yeah, I didn't see him at all. And you would have thought, you know, because they did the quick little tease for Deadpool and Wolverine and all that. You would have thought with all the celebrity, you know, with all the celebrity searching that the NFL did, you would have thought he was there.
I don't think I've ever seen that, by the way, where so many celebrity commercials, that celebrity was physically at the game. I wonder if that was part of the package.
The worst was Post Malone to me.
Post
Malone
said,
did a great job, by the way, on America the Beautiful.
Okay, yes.
At the beginning of the game, came out there with the acoustic guitar and just did his thing. I don't think anybody expected him to do a version like that.
Yeah.
Thought it was fantastic. But then they did that.
By the way, you shouldn't be as surprised. Noah Kine, he actually, when he did that song with him, you know, Dial Drunk, I've actually, after I did a deep dive into that video, I realized, no, that's kind of a thing that he does. And if you ever thought he was just a one-trick pony, he's got actually, he could come out with an acoustic album and it wouldn't be bad at all.
All right. Well, after he was featured in the Bud Light ad, the Bud Light Genie commercial, and then all of a sudden they just cut to one spot and I'm like, hey, there's the Bud Light Genie.
There's the Genie, yeah.
And then there's a bunch of other celebrities, and then I noticed Post Malone and he's holding his can of Bud Light. Perfectly logo, and he's like cheersing with people, and he goes to like pretend
still
to take a drink.
Holding it unnaturally.
And you can tell because at one point in time his hand just went a little bit forward. Can wasn't open. He's toasting people. He's taking sips. Can wasn't open. It's like, that is an endorsement,
my
friends.
That is a great spokesperson. That's the guy. If you work for what is it? InBev owns. I think it's a Japanese company
that owns
Anheuser-Busch these days. But whoever you are, if you're watching it, you're like, yep, we paid him well. It was a clause in his contract, and by God, he followed through.
He said the camera
will probably be on you. Do that. Best commercials were pretty good last night. More towards the humor. They didn't do as funny last year. This was a little bit more funny.
Yeah.
I gotta say the best crossover was can't remember what the commercial was for, but it was the one with David Schwimmer was in it.
That was Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Yeah, you do one thing, but you forget the other thing.
Yeah,
and I thought
when he went up to try to hug Jennifer Aniston.
Who are you? Yeah, I thought
apparently they're still on that break.
Yeah, I thought the best part was at the very end. It was just a quick montage of people who had forgotten something, and where Usher's sitting there and goes, "Man, I really hope I can do Super Bowl halftime show someday." And like Will I Am's looking at him like, "What are you talking about, dude?" I thought that was actually pretty good. It was all good, I'm only bringing that up because for the first time in a couple of years, I blacked myself out of other commercials. They show them on YouTube. You can find them all before they actually launch instead of the night of. So I held off on that, which means I really had to pee, and it was always during the game because I didn't want to miss the commercials.
I know. I did that myself a couple of different times. I'm like, all right, commercials are over. Okay, I got a couple minutes here.
Which one can I do? Also, by the way, Page Six saying Shaquille O'Neal surprised Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl with a bedazzled Judith LeBeer football clutch customized with Travis Kelce's jersey number. Shaq shared a photo on Instagram. The bag cost over $4,000. Real quick question. You watched the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Did you watch any of it after that final score at the end of overtime? Or did you do what I did and immediately said, I don't need to see them embrace on the field. You know who I'm talking about.
I saw the end of the game, and then I saw one of my all-time favorite football players carrying the Lombardi trophy and a little piece of my soul cried immensely when I saw John Elway, mm-hmm. quarterback for the Denver Broncos, sure. heading to the podium to present the Kansas City Chiefs with the Lombardi Trophy.
Did he look like that he one, had a grimace on his face, or you couldn't watch?
I couldn't watch.
You were like, I can't watch him do it. Just let him do it.
Well, that's when I was like, you know what? And again, and also it was like 11:30 or something like that. Yeah. And I have to get up rather early in the morning. So I'm like, yeah, between I don't want to see Johnny because if John Elway does anything, I might cry. So nope, I'm going to bed. That's it.
Yeah, What do you mean you're going to cry? Joy. You're going to be so happy for him.
Yeah,
like, no, not really. No. Division rival getting themselves the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, that would be like I don't know, Woody Johnson presenting the trophy to Belichick or something like that.
I really did. I'm over the Kansas City Chiefs thing. I was ready for San Francisco to win. So I first thing I did was put on one of those free streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
It was Pluto, and they've been showing classic Super Bowls, mostly the San Francisco
sure.
Kansas City one from a couple years back that ended the same way.
Did actually end the same way.
so it was automatically set to classic football channels, and by goodness, they were showing Super Bowl III. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just fall asleep to my beloved Jets. The first, the only. Hey, they have a perfect record in the Super Bowl, 1969. Jets and Indianapolis Colts. So I fell asleep to the sweet sounds of Broadway Joe.
A Broadway Joe from 1969.
By the way, a really, really boring Super Bowl. It was an eventful one, but a boring one.
But not like the game last night. That was definitely exciting. And that could see some flurries or snow showers tomorrow. The big snow event does appear like it's going to go south of us here.
So is it overnight? Is it
sometime tomorrow, like early morning, like 4 a.m. to like 6 p.m. tomorrow night is like south of us.
Like say an hour south or souther than that?
it will be more as the farther south that you go.
Okay.
But up here in our neck of the woods, we're looking at a dusting to an inch.
Okay.
Maybe. Right. Down in your neck of the woods, mister, I live in Albany.
I was going to say I'll have to park somewhere halfway between tonight. Then that's what I'll do.
Yeah, you might. It'll get better as you head north. That's
so
tomorrow
think of
morning.
It that way.
Yes.
I don't need to shovel my driveway. I'll ignore it, and the problem will slowly go away as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
The north
no,
go.
That's exactly. I like your positive outlook on life, Brad.
And by the time I get back, it'll probably magically be gone. Or my 80-year-old dad will drop dead of a heart attack doing that
horrible.
In the middle of the driveway.
Oh, that's horrible. All right, on that cheery note, how about we get to some more juicy gossip?
All right, this is my last Super Bowl ad story, and then I'll move on. But Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, that Duncan ad in this year's Super Bowl with Affleck breaking
Duncan
into
ad.
A choreographed song. I thought Matt Damon was great in that one where he was like, remember I said I'm your friend, I'll do anything for you? We're done now. We're good. Spot opens on J-Lo recording a track in her studio. Affleck busts in with his entourage. Says, here comes the Boston Massacre. They had Tom Brady on keyboard, Matt Damon on vocals. They called themselves the Dun Kings. You know, like Duncan,
the Dun Kings.
Yep. that was a good chill. They're naming a drink after him. So anybody who had one this morning, is it the Dun King drink?
No, I've got it actually here. It is, where is it? Here it goes. Okay, it's Affleck's go-to order. It's just an iced coffee with cream, vanilla, sweet cold foam, and cinnamon sugar. Apparently,
whoa.
Mr. Affleck has a sweet tooth when it comes to his Dunkin'.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm with you, sort of, but man, get rid of that cinnamon. Okay, all right, well, anybody who tries it, let me know if it tastes like Ben Affleck. I don't... I guess that's the best I could do on that one.
Still, my favorite part about that commercial was at the end is, you know, she's like, you know, Ben, we talked about this at home. Okay, we're leaving. Oh, Tom, you can stay.
Tom can stay, yeah. I do.
Just prove positive that even if you are a movie star and, you know, got millions of cash and all that, an athlete, a jock is still going to come in and try to take your
lead. Sure, it's going to be your actor, jock, and then jujitsu instructor. Those are the
right, yes.
Those are the tiers. Those are the tiers. Of important and sexiness. You were actually asking last hour what because Blake Lively was at the at the Super Bowl right next to Taylor Swift for most of it with
$500,000
worth of jewelry on her own. And you said, where was Ryan Reynolds? So I actually found the Instagram post. I sent it to JP in the meantime, and he said he was standing in front of his television as they were showing the Deadpool ad, and he said, isn't that great? By the way, has anybody seen my wife? And the reactions in the comments, that's Taylor's wife tonight there, bro.
Yeah,
that
right? It doesn't matter if she's your wife, but she's Taylor's date tonight.
Yeah, and then my second favorite was mouthing the words, what the F, on national television, if you were wondering.
Well, speaking of Taylor, did you see that some of the Swifties are going up in arms about that little incident between Travis Kelce
and his coach
and Andy Reid?
Yeah, well... that's normally, you got to have a good relationship with your coach normally to get away with that kind of an interaction.
Although we have seen it in a couple of weeks ago when Kelce threw his helmet and Andy Reid was like, no, don't give him his helmet. Go sit your butt on the bench type of thing.
Yep.
So they definitely do have more of a brotherly almost.
Tempers do flare. I mean, that's the kind of thing where you better be a productive member of the team.
Yeah,
or
right.
Else you're not allowed to have.
Yeah, the third string, kick returner.
The backup tight end doesn't do that.
No.
It's the starting tight end. Then again, he was certainly the best tight end out there last night.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was Kittle? Was he at the game?
I
think I actually saw him stealing some of my dad's 8-layer dip in the back. Like, don't you have a game to be at? Oh, shoot. Can I take some minutes to go? I got to go to the game.
He did catch that one fourth down conversion.
Yes,
it was a fourth down conversion, bro.
Yes.
It doesn't get a lot bigger than that.
That was his first catch of the game.
It was
and that
his
was
first
in the
catch
second half. Just say, where was he? Did he know he had a football game to be at last?
Yeah, it's funny. The commenters coming out on Taylor Swift the Swifties about Travis going, oh, my gosh, it's a red flag. He yelled at his coach. What is the world coming to?
In all fairness, there's I've seen other players that yell at their coach, and that was the last time they played professional football.
That's true.
Then they bought and ruined the Albany Empire. Not that I'm calling anyone out specifically, Antonio Brown. TMZ says Jada Pinkett Smith had a scare at her L.A. home when two men climbed onto her balcony while she was inside. I know there's a quick pivot from the Super Bowl. That's all we've been talking about. That's scary, though. The men who were wearing hoodies attempted to break in but were scared off when Jada saw them. Police responded to the incidents, but the suspects had already fled.
See, just proof positive. There's a reason Will Smith is afraid of his wife. Even two robbers, she was home alone. They're like, oh, no, Jada's home. We out. Peace.
Because if it was Will, they'd be like, okay, this should work. He'll stay upstairs. There's probably a panic room. We're good. We have 20 minutes to take as much stuff as we want. They see Jada Pinkett and they're like, get out of here.
Nope.
She's going to entangle us both. Get out. New York Post saying that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its 2024 nominees. Good list. Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Foreigner, Dave Matthews.
Wait. Time out.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame hasn't been about rock and roll for quite a while now. So if that's going to be your complaint,
just
file it 10 years ago when this started happening.
Okay, honestly, my biggest thing.
Music Hall of Fame.
Music Hall of Fame. But out of all of these artists, we lead off with Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, and Cher. When Ozzy is on the list, Kool & the Gang, Peter Frampton. I mean, come on.
I was just going in alphabetical order. No, I was going in the order that they gave me. It's not an alphabetical order. Is it?
No, it's not. For a second there,
with Mary. Wait. No. It is. No, it isn't. You're right. Foreigner, because Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, but then it's Foreigner, Dave Matthews Band, Oasis, Lenny Kravitz, Ozzy Osbourne, A Tribe Called Quest. I love Tribe Called Quest. Jane's Addiction, Sinead O'Connor. I would have thought Sinead O'Connor would have maybe gotten in when she passed away last year. Sade, Kool & the Gang, Peter Frampton, and Eric B. and Rakim.
Okay, as far as Sinead O'Connor goes.
Yes.
Name a song by Sinead O'Connor other...
Besides the Prince song.
Other than the song Prince wrote.
I have a feeling, and off the top of my head, I don't because it was never my genre. I bet if you look at that album... You would see an awful lot more hits than you think.
I've worked in this format of radio since the beginning of time.
And that was it?
And that was it.
There wasn't one more off of that one. Was she big in Europe?
It doesn't matter. It's the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was a one-hit wonder here. There's no way in heck she should be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm not saying that. I realize that she's gone, and I'm not disparaging her work as an artist. I just don't feel it's worthy of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's fair. I mean, it's a good thing. It's not a position in political office. It's just she gets a little dais in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But you're right. No, point taken. It's some of these are surprising, as I say, every year. Some bands that have been around forever, or in like Oasis's case, have been broken up for 20 years at this point. So it's just wild that you're like putting them in. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, how long you have had to be around before they put you in.
I think it's 25 years.
It is 25. Okay, okay.
I think it's 25 years from like your debut album. That kind of makes... That,
I thought from the breakup, in which case that's going to...
No, from the original...
How does Lenny Kravitz break up with himself? That doesn't make any sense. All right, fair enough. I mean, that's a good list anyway. And you're right. The fact that you've got Ozzy and Ozzy hasn't made it in. No, it's been 25 years. How is Ozzy Osbourne not in the official Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the reason being rock and roll? Okay, so it's totally subjective.
Like, you can't see this on the radio, but I'm literally standing here with my arms both wide open with a look on my face and going, I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine, because that's absolutely craziness.
The idea of doing it now when he's saying I can't really tour anymore. Once somebody starts talking negatively like that, you want to get him in as fast as possible. But the fact that he wasn't in before this is what's a little weird.
It is kind of crazy. Well, again, he can perform. He just can't tour because the travel would be the constant travel.
So the back thing, yeah.
He might be able to, if he does get inducted, might be able to make it to the ceremony and maybe perform. That would be cool.
Hopefully, at least a song.
That would be cool. That would be very cool.
News International says Tom Cruise was spotted with a mystery woman after attending a gala with Prince William. Remember, he is obsessed with royalty. The actor, that's kind of true.
Any like second or third princess cousins of William?
I mean, you think he's going to marry into the family?
Possibly.
He's like, let's make this official. Scientology and
the Church of England.
And the Church of England need to be together finally and forever. The actors, I'm sure a lot of people would love to see that. I don't know about that.
No.
Look, he just wants that knighthood. He just wants to take a knee. He just wants a ding ding. Sir Tom Cruise.
He just wants to.
He does flow off the tongue.
Yeah, Tom Cruise, CPE. Just remember, he can't use sir because he's not British.
Right, he's not British, but he could still have the Esquire. No.
The letters after his name.
Certified public.
I don't know.
And entertainer?
There you go. Certified public entertainer. I like
the
that.
Actor was seen at a helipad in London. You know where this is going to end if Tom Cruise is seen at a helipad. Preparing
five
to
minutes
for
later,
the Super
you see
Bowl
some
in
guy
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Hanging by one with one hand.
Somehow he piloted the helicopter while hanging from a skid. People magazine saying Larsa Pippen has sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing and removing all photos of Marcus Jordan from her Instagram. And on Scotty's behalf, I'm happy about this. Pippen and Jordan began dating back in early 2023. Representatives from Pippen did not comment on the reports. A source tells the magazine it seems like things may be over for them. So they were going to get married. We had to find out if Michael Jordan approved. And then it was like, if you just give it long enough, this problem will solve itself.
It certainly did.
Oh, I guess I'll just do it. Kardashian or Taylor Swift?
Kardashian.
Let's do Kardashian.
I think we're tailored out now.
I feel like we have to. Kim Kardashian and new boyfriend Odell Beckham Jr. was spotted together for the first time ever. They made it public. The win in Las Vegas, that's where they were on Saturday. What were they doing in Las Vegas? Was there something going on there this weekend?
I don't know. I think
the Sphere is pretty impressive.
The Sphere is pretty cool looking. And maybe actually they were just looking for a good hotel room to watch the Puppy Bowl.
That could be.
Because Team Rough won.
Which does get filmed at the Glens Falls Civic Center.
At the Cool Insuring Arena.
I still call it the old school name. What can I say?
Hey, dude, I still call that thing down in Albany, the Knickerbocker, okay?
The Knickerbocker. I'm actually one sponsor over from that, so I still call it the Pepsi.
Okay.
You know, the Pepsi was three sponsors ago.
Right.
So
it was originally the
Knickerbocker. I picked a spot, and that's where I stopped. Yep. The Skims founder was seen guided through the luxurious hotel when the NFL player close by in front of her. Relationship speculation began when the mother of four in Baltimore Ravens wide receiver were the first publicly linked back in September of 2023.
So maybe the rumors are true. But one thing I do know, and that is juicy gossip for this morning. It is 9:33. We'll step away. Ariana Grande, did you catch her Wicked trailer?
Yes, I did. The only thing that the only concern I have is that all the controversy surrounding her is because of Wicked. It's because the stage show Wicked and the guy that she's with stepped away from his wife on the Wicked show.
About that.
So I couldn't watch it and think anything but where's the guy that left her or left her his mother his the mother of his newborn baby.
Yeah. I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah, that's that first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, "Oh, it's salacious. I don't even think about the show anymore."
I didn't.
So, yes, I did, but that was my first thought on that one.
That trailer was it created the most head-scratching moment of the night for me.
Okay, go on.
It was when Seth was like, "Man, I'm really looking forward to that movie." And I couldn't tell if he was being sarcastic or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is he a musical guy?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, because he's like, "I really can't wait to see Wicked." And of course, with text messaging, you can't tell if he's being serious or sarcastic.
We need
sarcastic.
Italics. We really do need italics. Sure do. So I'm really. Okay. He put two asterisks around really.
Yeah, we don't need new emojis or anything like that. We need.
For the expressiveness. Yes. I agree with that. I will say I am looking forward to it. I want to see their chemistry. I want to see if it's there or not. If I can spot it. If I can spot, like, there's a lot of adultery in this scene. This scene feels adulterous.
You
can feel the tension that somebody's significant other would absolutely be repulsed by in this scene. Not between them. Somebody else. A third party, perhaps off to the side of the camera. That's kind of why I want to see it, because we are juicy gossip goblins.
Yes, yes we are.